Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Okay, hello, darlings. Wowza, you guys, we're almost into spring here, my favorite time of the year. I've often been asked who I admire in life. This has transformed and changed over the years as I've gotten older. But at this point in my life, I'm really solid on who I admire and why. The people that I really respect in life and love spending my time with are willing to face their stuff and go on that path to look within and grow and heal. I'm so inspired by people that are solid on what matters most in their life and that spend time with loving their families and are humble and brave enough that they can show up and face their stuff to say, hey, where can I show up better in life? So today, I am honored to have a raw convo with a soul that is really a true hero to me. And I've seen him grow so much. So please welcome the one and only V. Fuelatolo. Welcome, V. Hello, my dear. Hello.
What's up?
All right. So V and I worked together years ago, right? It's been probably 4 years, do you think?
Yeah.
You were one of my very first coaching clients. You know that, right?
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Oh, because you could tell I wasn't very professional.
No.
Kind of figured.
It's just because when you were first starting.
Yep, it's true.
It was when you were starting, when you first started.
It's true, yeah. So we went on a journey together. It was really beautiful for me to watch and see the shifts and changes in your life. And do you remember when we first met?
Yeah.
You thought I was a brat, huh?
Yeah,
So V is actually married to my darling, adorable, wonderful niece, right? And I was kind of like a mother figure to her in a sense, more like older sister, but kind of mother as well. And here she started dating this guy and she brought you to me and I was like being protective and a brat. Right?
Totally.
Thanks. Sorry for that, V.
You already apologized.
I know. Oh my gosh. But as a parent now, you understand. We've talked about that. Oh my gosh, your daughter's gonna get it way worse than what you had from me. Okay, I love it. The reason I wanted to have you on here and share you with the world is because you are so inspiring. You don't even know how inspiring you are because you're always like, wait, Jen, what? Are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. I've worked with so many people. And once I started my podcast, there were key people that just stuck out in my mind and you were top of mind where I'm like, V, I got to get you on here. And if you're willing to get on here and get vulnerable, then let me know. And so here we are. And I'm so grateful to have you here. I want you to kind of talk about your journey. First of all, talk about where you were at when you and I started working together. What made you even want to step on that journey and start coaching?
And it was kind of weird how it all happened. I was with my wife and for the longest time, I always felt like there was something missing. Just emotionally, I wasn't in a good place. I had a great family and kids and a wife that loved me. And I couldn't really get happy. And I couldn't put my finger on what it was. And it was nothing that my wife or kids or my family did. It was just something inside me that I couldn't put my finger on. So anyways, we're laying in bed, getting ready for bed. And my wife mentioned that she wanted to do these life coaching lessons with Jen. I was like, oh, what is that? She kind of explained a little bit on what you do. And a light bulb popped in my head. And I was like, I want to do that. Before I even really thought of what what it was, kind of came out my mouth. And my wife saw, oh, really? And I said, yeah, sure. And then we set it up, you know, and we kind of had our first session. And I was scared. I was like, I kept trying to think of an excuse, like, oh, I don't know. Well, I changed my mind. I don't, but I didn't want to because I respected Jen so much. And man, I'm so glad I stuck with it because it has truly, truly changed my life and all aspects of my life, which I had no idea were connected to, like my emotional, mental state, you know? And I didn't realize how much that is entwined with everything around you. But yeah, and then I took the journey and I never kind of looked back.
Yeah, wow. I'll admit for me, and I've probably told you this, but I was pretty shocked when she said, hey, V wants to do it. I was like, whoa, okay, yes, let's do this. I was excited, but I was surprised because for you to get vulnerable, because we cried together. Sorry, V, I'm telling everyone. We cried together. I know you're super authentic and real, but we went on a journey. And for you to be able to open up to someone who was like, we see each other at family reunions. I was in awe of you. And that's why I admire you so much, because I realize it takes courage to step on that path and not only face your stuff, but also in such a personal setting, right? I just loved that you did that. And it's been so gratifying to see you and your journey. But tell people a little bit about what had happened in your life up to that point. Because you get to this point where now you're a father and a husband. You have this beautiful family and you're going, I can't feel their love so much. I mean, it's like your wife, she adored you. She always has, but you couldn't really feel it. So here you've got this beautiful life, but you're in a space of sadness.
Yes.
Yeah. I love for you to share this because it's so important because there are so many people and a lot of men out there that are really, really struggling and having a really hard time with what's going on in their life. And I just talked to somebody recently and he is very suicidal. He's having a really hard time. And he also has a beautiful family, a beautiful wife that loves him and children that love him. And he's going, I don't know what it is. I don't know what is wrong with me. I can't put my finger on it. And so for you to just say that you couldn't figure it out, it brought me to, you know, having this conversation with this guy recently. But I think it's so key for people to hear your experience because there's so many people out there that need to hear that. And they look at others and go, oh, wow, they've got it all figured out. But your journey is important for people to hear of what had happened in your life. What was little V going through as a child on up?
There's a lot of things. I grew up in Long Beach, California. And the 80s and 90s, a lot of things that happened to me as a kid, it kind of accumulated, you know? And so there was a time where I was sexually abused. Man, there's just so many. I had parents that were pretty tough on me and not necessarily because they were mean. I just think that they didn't know. Growing up as a Polynesian, you know, strict rules and, they didn't know how to express love because they hadn't learned that from their parents. There was that. And then, man, there's just so many things that happened in my life along the journey that kind of, I felt worthless. Like I wasn't worthy. I wasn't worth loving. I wasn't worth the good things that were happening to me. I had, my dad moved us out of Long Beach to Utah. after, you know, some gang related killings and stuff. And he kind of had to get us out of there because he didn't want to lose us to that. And so I moved here and made some bad choices, and I ended up going to prison. I was so angry, you know, everything at everything. And so my journey took me to prison, and that was a whole another experience. But
how long were you in prison?
I did about 4 years, 9 months. I went there for aggravated assault with a weapon. And then when I got out, and not too long after I got out, I met Carolee.
So you were how old when you went in?
I was 18 when I went in.
Wow. When you look at your 18-year-old children, once they hit 18, you go, wow, you know?
I couldn't imagine. Like, I look at my kids now, and I kind of think back sometimes, and I'm like, man, I was so different at their age, you know?
So how does that make you feel as a parent when you see your kids at that age? What does that make you feel when you see them?
Oh, it makes me feel great.
See, I love that.
It makes me feel great, yeah. You know, they made the right choices, and that I helped, you know, them to get, you know, on that path. Obviously, they make mistakes. Everybody does, but, you know, they're not perfect. But I got to a point to where I understood that. And not until after coaching lessons that I wanted to control them. I wanted them to not stray from the path because I did. You know, I didn't want them to make the same mistakes that I did. And I thought it was dumb. Hey, why are you doing this? You know, I made those mistakes, so you didn't have to. You always say that. I finally realized it's their journey. And you can only do so much to kind of help guide them. But in the end, it's their decision. It doesn't mean anything to you as a parent, or that you're a bad parent or whatever. It's just something that they decided they, you know, had to learn for themselves. But yeah, it's been pretty interesting. Went all over with that story, but
I know it's like, tell us your 40 whatever years. We'll say 40. Just kidding. I think you and Danny are the same age, but it's like, tell us that in 10 minutes, V. So you got out of prison at probably 22, 23 years old, right? You moved to Cedar City, or you're in Cedar City. You meet Carolee, and then what?
I fell in love. I fell in love with her, and man, I just always wanted to be with her. And I had never met a girl that is kind of a funny story, if I can tell the story. But so in prison, you kind of get racist, or I don't know how to say it, but you know, you kind of take pride in your heritage, because that's who you hang out with in prison. Everything's segregated into race. And so while I was in there, I kind of, you know, I was like, oh yeah, I got to find me a Samoan wife and have pure Samoan baby. I ended up falling in love with this white girl, which I didn't really, not necessarily her, but my experiences in prison, I didn't really like the white people so much. Yeah, it was just kind of weird how that all happened. I ended up falling in love with her.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Wow. You guys have definitely something special. That's for sure. Definitely soulmates. And now you have 4 beautiful children.
Yeah, yeah. I have 3 boys and 1 girl. 2 are in college right now, and then 2 still at home.
So is there anything else that stands out about your journey that was a challenge for you?
Probably the things that I think of were my trust issues that kind of affected my life daily. And then just feeling worthless, you know, and not accepting the love that was around me. I think those were big, huge things in my life that once I kind of figured those things out, like everything else kind of fell into play.
Yeah. I remember us specifically talking about soul contracts and me telling you what my belief of soul contracts are, that, you know, that we plan where we come, we plan who our parents are and where we're born and, you know, different challenges that we're going to have. And I remember you saying, no way, Jen, no way. There's no way I would have chose that. Do you remember that conversation?
I do remember. Yeah, I think we're up at Brian Head when you said that.
Absolutely. We were actually at a family reunion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you do remember.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was like, dude, there's no way. There's no way I would have picked this life. But yeah, I totally agree now. I really believe that life, we are here to experience those things, and mm-hmm. you should embrace it instead of, you know, running from it.
So what did you learn about yourself during your coaching and since you've been on this journey? What did you learn about you?
And I learned, I think the biggest thing I learned was to love myself, and that I did deserve good things. You know, I never felt that before. Like, I always felt like I wasn't deserving of the good blessings that were coming my way, you know. And every time something good would happen, I would turn it around and think, oh, something bad's going to happen now. Or, you know, it blinded me. It blinded me to the love for my wife and my kids and my family. And that kind of set me in a dark hole that I couldn't get out of. And that was one thing that was crazy to me when I realized that. It just kind of like everything kind of opened up, you know, and let the light in. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is what it feels like, you know. Like, I want to say that not every day, you know, is sunshine and roses. You know, there are hard days, you know, but they get few and far in between the longer you work at it. And I felt like they had this expectation. Why? I personally felt like my wife expected me to be happy every day, you know, and all this. But she didn't. It's just something I kind of put on myself. And I thought that once I realized, you know what, it's not going to be. I think you told me that one day when we were coaching. And I just expected to be happy every day and after. And so it is some work. It takes work, but it gets easier and easier, you know. And then sometimes you do fall in the hole, and then you just got to recenter yourself, kind of think about what happened and why you're there, and then kind of open your eyes again and pull yourself back out. But yeah, it gets so much easier as the time goes on.
That's so true. I'm glad you said that. That's such a good point, because I know a lot of times people in the spiritual world or the personal growth world, they want to make it like, oh, I'm always happy, or they'll look like that on social media, or, you know, try to look like it's this rainbows and butterflies all the time. And that's just not reality. Sometimes we just have to say, you know, screw it. And it just like hit the floor, and today's going to not be what I wanted it to be, and got to pick myself up tomorrow. That's just reality. That was probably a relief when you knew that you could have your days, you can have your moments, you could still throw fits every once in a while, just not every day, right? And it's true, like you retrain yourself to where, I love what you said, where then it gets to where it's further apart, where you flop that to where instead of every once in a while having a good moment or having a good mood, it actually is switched to where every once in a while you don't have a good day, or, you know, most of the time you're enjoying your life. I love that. I also love what you just said when you look at your kids and you see where they are at, because I see a lot of people that look at their kids and it brings them back to where they were at that point, and it makes them feel awful, because they'll go, man, you know, when I was that age, I was so sad, or this was going on with me, or I didn't have parents that loved me. And for me, when I look at my kids, I'm like, I'm so grateful, and I'm so glad that you're in this place. And I would do it all over again. I would have the same training that I had as a kid, because that's really what it was. Your kids are so amazing. You have four amazing kids, and they are a product of what you and Carolee have supported them to be and guided them to be. And it's because of your training. You know, you guys have had training as children and teens, and it gave you perspective.
I think with my kids, that was the hardest thing that I learned was that to letting them fail on their own, you know, or when they want to, it's just because you failed at it and learned a lesson from it. Like if you just tell them, some kids are like, oh yeah, whatever, I got to learn on my own. So that for me, that was the most challenging because I was one of those parents that were like protective and like, oh, you got to do this, you know, and you got to do that, you know, don't stray from the path. But I've kind of relaxed since I've, you know, been coached and kind of let them, you know, obviously you don't want to see them make mistakes or fail, but I understand that it is a part of life. And when they do, I try and help them to use that as a learning tool in their life instead of being like, oh, you dummy, you know? Like now I kind of just kind of embrace it and kind of see like, hey, so what can you do now to help you in the future, you know? And so it's been, I think it's been working good. You know, they say they like the new V better.
The new V who's been, I mean, it's everlasting because you just keep improving more and more. And I feel like with you, it's like, when I say improving, it's not getting you to be something you weren't. It's bringing you back in line with the truth of who you really are more and more and more, right? And so it's like you get one thing done and then you're like, okay, next. And then you move on to the next and the next. And that's what I love so much when I watch people that are movers and shakers and they're always on that journey. Cause I feel like for me, I'm always going to be on this journey. I'm never going to be done. I'm never going to be like, okay, now I'm done and now I'm perfect. No, I'm never going to be perfect. You know, I'm going to always be going, okay, Jen, what do you need to work on next? But with you, you've recently lost a lot of weight. So tell us a little bit about that. Like how much have you lost and what did you do to lose all this weight?
So as far as like my weight loss, well, I have to tell the story. So when I was getting coached, you know, I was working on my weight. I was, I think, 407 pounds. And that whole time I had worked on my weight, right? Do you remember? And I was kind of frustrated because my weight wouldn't come off. Finally, I got to the point to where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to concentrate on my mental well-being until I get rooted in that. And then, you know, I'll branch off. So I was going to take care of that first. And so we did that. It was just kind of weird. We had went on a hike as a family. I remember the moment when I decided that enough was enough. We were going up the steep hill and everybody had made it up the hill but me. And I was struggling. Like I seriously felt like I was going to pass out and die. And my wife and my son came back down halfway the hill and kind of walked with me up. And I had looked up when everybody was there. And I thought to myself, man, this is dumb. Like, what the heck am I doing? You know, I can't even make it up this little hill. At that moment, I decided that I was going to do whatever it took to lose this weight. And I came home and I started to kind of try to find things because it was pretty hard on my joints to walk. You know, I was just going to start walking around the block and my joints were always hurting and, you know, I would have made it that far. And so I started to do some research and I saw a good thing that's easy on your joints are bikes. And so I was like, dang, the last time I rode a bike, I was a kid. Oh, and then my wife had gotten me a bike for Father's Day one year, like 10 years ago, and I rode it around the block. And then I put it up and never rode it again because my legs were burning so bad from riding. I was like, man, I don't remember it being like that when I was a kid. And so those were my only experiences with the bike. And I was like, this kind of sucks. And then so I decided I seen the pedal assist bikes, you know, the ones with the motors and you kind of can pick how much it helps you. And I was like, oh, okay, I think I'll do one of those. And so I bought one, I got it, and I started to ride my bike. So there's a Walmart about a couple miles away. And I told Carrie Lee I would ride my bike over there and grab groceries for the day and just run errands on my bike. And so I just started doing that. I would ride my bike. I started to limit my, or not limit, but started making healthier eating choices. And I did start to limit my portion sizes. And I think that was one of the biggest thing is staying active and watching what you eat. You know, I didn't like just start eating all vegetables and stuff like that. I just started to limit my portion sizes. And instead of eating two meals, you know, I started eating one and a half. And then I went from one and a half to one. And now I eat half a meal and now I'm full. Yeah, I just started doing that. And the weight started to come off. And I was like, oh, sweet. And it started motivating me more to ride. And so then my wife got a bike. And we started riding on the weekends together. And it started to become like a date thing that we would do every weekend. You know, we'd ride. And we started with like a couple miles. And now we started to ride 12 miles through the town and go grab a sandwich. And then we'd ride back home. And so it's been a fun activity. We haven't been able to do it the last month or so because it's been cold. But it's starting to warm up again now. So we will probably start doing that again. But yeah, and then I was an at-home dad, you know, and so I figured, you know, my kids, I had one out of the house and one that was going to leave for college. And so I figured, you know what, now's the time to go get a job. And so I went and got a job at the hospital delivering supplies. And I walked, man, 8 to 10 miles a day all over the hospital just delivering supplies. And that right there was... Man, once I started doing that, the weight just started to melt off. And so now I'm down to 290. So from 407 to 290. And it's been crazy, the energy level. And, you know, and then once you start to lose the weight, that kind of helps you too, you know, to feel like you know, that you're deserving of the love. And yeah, it's been great. Well, it was kind of weird or funny to me. I was thinking about it the other day. I just don't think I was ready. Like when we were doing our coaching thingies, I think I was so caught up in my mental state, you know, and it was just kind of a block. And I'm glad I took that step first. And my mother-in-law, we have this thing called Live Well at Work. It's a health program where they kind of help the employees and give them incentives to eat healthier and whatever. And they do a thing where they vote every year out of all the IHC hospitals. And she nominated me for a Live Well Hero, they call it. And it's been crazy because they chose me. And I was like, what the heck? And I didn't know that my mother-in-law had nominated me until they sent me the email and said, you know, you won this and we'd like you to attend this thing. And I was like, what the heck? After that, so I attend this thing and I kind of tell my story. And the next week they post me in the IHC website with my before and after picture. And I have received so many emails and people just stopping me in the hall to tell me how I've inspired them to start their weight loss. And it was crazy because I had no idea. Like you said, I had no idea that it was such a big thing. And, you know, to me, it felt big, but I didn't know that it was such a big motivation and inspiration to everybody else. And that kind of made me decide to do this. And I was like, wow, if I can help somebody or open their eyes or help them in their journey, then I want to do it. So, because when he first asked me, I was like, I don't think so. I'm so nervous and you don't know how, you know, it's going to go. And but anyways, but that kind of helped me to decide to do this. And I was like, oh, maybe I can inspire or help somebody along in their journey. And
well, I've told you for years that I want to see you on stages. I want to see you talking to people because you are more inspiring than you even know. And that's what's so funny. And that's what I admire even more is you're like, wait, are you talking to me? Like, there's just no ego there. It's, honey, you were born into chaotic life, right? And you went through a lot of trauma as a child. You ended up going to prison. You get out of prison, you have this family, and then you go through depression because now you're looking back at your life and you're going, holy crap. It's like you felt like you hit the jackpot with Kara Lee and the kids, but you were the one that wasn't worthy of that. But you forgot that they hit the jackpot too with you. And so literally, it's like, that's such a beautiful gift to have for you and Kara Lee to have each other and for the children to have such a beautiful, amazing father. When I look at so many people in life that could relate to where you are, and they haven't gotten there. You've gotten there. You've done the work. And I know it's not perfection. I'm not saying it's perfection, but you've come so far. So many people are born into chaos and trauma, and they never get out of it. They spin in it and then they die. And you got out of it. And that's why I want to see you shouting from the rooftops of what you did, because I've always been a seeker. So whether it was somebody lost weight or somebody, their skin looks amazing, or they look happy, or they have a beautiful marriage, I'm always like, wait, what are you doing? I'm always like up in the mix. I want to know. I want the information. Like, share with us, right? Like, what did you do? Because to me, that's really what this journey is about. It's about coming here, getting in that first phase where you forget who you are and experience some hard stuff. And then you step on that journey, you start to remember who you are. But then the third phase, which is the final phase, and where I feel like you're winning, really winning at the game of life. And that is where you turn around and you help others remember who they are. That's what it's all about, is us sharing, you know, sharing our journey. And for me, I've had so many moments where I've been on that island of like, wait, are you talking to me? When people will say things to me, or I've had to really plow through my own insecurities. I could relate so much to you on our journey because I felt the same way in my marriage. You know, I had a feeling of unworthiness and a lot of guilt and shame and stuff that I was holding on to from my past. And I had to really plow through that, even just to do posts on social media. It would be like, oh, I would hear these people's voices of saying, who does Jen think she is? She thinks she's a life coach. She thinks she knows all this stuff, you know? So I had to plow through that. But now I'm like, ah, it's not worth it. It's not worth wondering and worrying about what people are saying, because that's not who I'm going to focus on. I'm going to focus on those people that need help because they're where I was and they need some guidance. So I love that with you. I love that you reached out to me.
No, it was, man, it was the most amazing thing that ever happened to me other than marrying my wife. But man, it just, to me, I think back still sometimes and I was like, man, it just was meant to be, because I could never see myself doing some kind of, or let alone telling anybody, oh yeah, I did life coaching, you know, because you're a guy, I guess, you know, and you're this big Samoan dude and you look tough, but you know, you gotta be tough. And so it was so amazing to go through that. And I can't explain how much that thing has helped me in my life and my family and it just everybody around me, you know. Thanks to you, Jen, for opening my eyes. I really, really appreciate it. And I've told you numerous times and I respect what you do. And I kind of, when people ask me about my weight loss, I always tell them that first now. You know, I told them I had some issues. I felt that were holding me back. And so I had to get those resolved first before I could go on this, you know, physical journey. And so, but I really believe that, because I had tried everything before as far as weight loss and diets and all these things. And it never worked. And some would work, but they'd come back tenfold, you know. And so I really feel like you got to be in the right mindset to really, really lose weight and keep it off, you know. And now it's, I mean, and it's work. It's a lot of work. Like I said, I ride my bike a lot. I walk 8 to 10 miles a day at work. And I know a lot of people don't have that opportunity, you know. They can't just walk for 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever you're working and get a workout in like that. But I think a lot of people see how fast I lost the weight in like a year and a half. And they want this magical recipe that it's like, oh, what did you do? How did you do it? You know, and they're like listening to me. I can tell in their face, they're like, give me the juice. You know what I mean? Give me the secret. And it's like, and you tell them what you did, and they're just like, that's it.
They're like, you walk 10 miles a day, that's all.
Yeah, it's just funny because like I've had numerous people like, oh, that's all. And it's like, yeah, that's it. You know, it's been pretty cool. And this experience has kind of opened my eyes to doing things like this to help other people in their journey. I think it was really cool. I had some really good emails from people that wanting to know like what I did and how I did and kind of telling me their story about what they're going through and how, you know, they would love to lose weight. And it felt good. Like, I was like, man, maybe I can help them, you know, maybe I can. Ultimately, that's kind of why I decided to do this thing, because I didn't, like you said, I didn't feel like there's anything special about me or my circumstance or what happened to me. And then that kind of opened my eyes to people do see, you know, and you do inspire the people around you.
Well, I look back on times in my life where there were things that, you know, I thought people were cool for or whatever. And it has changed so drastically. And I think that a lot of people really put a lot of weight on things that just don't freaking matter. Like, I would much rather hang out with someone like you that is a solid person, that really loves their wife, that loves their family, that has depth and cares about things that truly matter in life than someone with buku money and, you know, some celebrity that everybody thinks is cool or whatever. Like, whoa, that doesn't matter to me anymore. I mean, of course, you know, if somebody's showing up and they happen to be a celebrity, but they're also showing up as a good human being, then cool, great. You know, I would love to hang out with that person. But to me, I think that we've gotten in our society, we've gotten to this place where we're like, oh, how much money do they have? And how beautiful are they? And how much fame do they have? And all of this. And it's like, what does that really matter at the end of our life? What matters is how we're showing up and how much we're loving and how much time and focus we spend with the people that matter most to us. You know what I mean? So what do you feel like is your greatest accomplishment?
I would have to say my greatest accomplishment is getting to where I am today. Like, doing the work, you know, taking the life coaching lessons and doing the hard work and getting here now, you know. I think that's, to me, that's my greatest accomplishment.
I love it. Okay. My last question for you, my dear, is what is your advice to other, particularly men, dads, husbands, that try to bring yourself back to where you were in 2016? When we started this journey together, to other men that could be in that space, what is your advice to them that are feeling unworthy?
I would say get life coaching from you. I mean, honestly, that's what opened my eyes. But I mean, also, I would say that you were worth it, you know, that you do deserve good things in your life, that you do deserve the love around you if you just open your eyes and let it in. It sounds simple, but that's all you have to do is realize the love around you and open your heart and let it in. You know, what you have to do to get there is a journey in itself. But I mean, just to say a simple, you know, what can I say to them out there, to where I was? I mean, that's what I could say is just open your heart and your eyes to the love around you and just realize that you are worth. You're worth living, you know, you're worth the love and affection that other people are giving you if you just open your heart.
That's everything. No matter what they've done in their life, they deserve. Yeah. You know, I think that that's one of the things is we hold this laundry list against ourselves of like, oh, you know, I did this or I made this choice or I made that choice. Like you said, we came here to experience. So, you know, how we try to steal that from our kids, that journey. and go, well, we don't want them to make the same mistakes we made. We're here to experience. And you made the decisions that you made then because of your experiences and because of where your consciousness was at, what you knew at the time. And let it go. Let it go. And if you keep doing that and you keep doing that, then okay, yeah, that's on you. But if you decide to step on that path and let go of the things from the past, let it in. I love that. Let the love in and realize that you are worthy and you do deserve. That's everything. Everything.
Yeah, because it really does. That love fills that void in you that you felt. And I felt it for a long time. And I didn't realize it was just that. Just letting that in to fill it, you know, feel empty. And then you open up and you let that in and you're like, oh man, this is what it feels like, you know. It was been great. And I'm so grateful of taking that journey with you.
When you're ready to coach, V, you know, I'll help you set up your program. You know where to come. Oh my gosh. I love you so much. I love you so much. I love your family. And thank you for being here today and sharing with everyone.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a fabulous week and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.